used has never changed at all. Look hard, look deep, and never let your dreams fall.
More music with more music variety. Playing the music you love. Great music all the time. Great music that makes you want to turn up the volume loud. The music of your life. Music 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Hit music only. Thanks for downloading these free radio jingles from freeradiojingles.co.uk. Want to get more jingles? Check out musicradiocreative.com/pro.
Oh, alrighty. Hey, we got to hear some radio jingles. I didn't know that was coming up, but hey, that's all good. It's all good. We're gonna keep this thing going, man. That song was kind of long, wasn't it? I thought it was. I didn't realize it was that long. But we're gonna keep on going, man. We're gonna come back. This is Rat Pack Sports Show. You're live, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR Wednesday night. Rat Pack Sports Show in the building for another week, bringing you the best there is in sports talk and entertainment. I'm your host for tonight, Debo. Hopefully we hear from William Graves. I haven't heard from him yet. Boss Hogg is splurging in Vegas. And Nicholas Lane is at a Trailblazers game. So, when he comes on next week, we'll get his thoughts on the game that he is currently watching tonight. In Vegas, my man Boss Hogg is in Vegas all week. He said, okay. So hopefully we get William Graves in. William Graves is a busy man. Busy. He works at night. So hopefully get it here. Let's see. Hold on. Yep. So we'll get into it a little bit more here. We'll jump into some NBA, and then we'll get into some NFL. So I told you guys my NFL rant is going to be a little long. But it is much needed. It's going to be directed at some people because I just don't understand. Now, I'll always say this. I don't have any sources, and I know I'm not the brightest when it comes to talking NFL or any sport, but with a lot of things in life or in general, all it involves is a little bit of critical thinking. So we use critical thinking to figure this stuff out, and you know, honestly, we figured out a lot of things just using common sense and critical thinking when it comes to sports. You know, you guys tune, people tune in to ESPN, Fox Sports, all them other networks to confirm something that you can figure out on your own. These people just, they just get paid to talk sports. That don't mean that somebody else that don't get paid as much or don't even get paid at all can't figure this stuff out, man. So, we'll get into that, but I want to jump in to some NBA here real quick. All right. So we got about a few weeks. A few weeks left in the NBA season. I'm a little distracted here, jumping back and forth with the AEW. So let me make sure I get this Wednesday. All right, that's this week. That's that. Let's load this back up here. Are we here? Okay, Sunday. Yeah, so we got a few weeks left in the season, and with those few weeks left in the season, you got a lot of teams that are close in the playoff race, you know, separated by just a couple games. And you know, just in those couple games of separation, you know, there's no room for error. The game that was on between Dallas and the 76ers, Dallas is currently not in the playoff race, and that'll be, they're out of the 10. So you know how bad you got to be out of that top 10. You know, that's you got to be pretty bad at this point of the season. To be out of the top 10 and looking on the outside, looking in, when you have the weapons that you have with Luka, Kyrie, and they got a pretty decent support staff as well. So, what time is it? Oh, it's only 9:30, so it's not the end. Yeah, so again, distracted by AEW, but we here, man. And, you know, like I was saying, the Dallas Mavericks on the outside looking in, it's not a spot you want to be in at all when it comes down to the playoffs. Sending a Rat Pack Sports Show congratulations to the Cavaliers, who, you know, how long it's been since LeBron been in Cleveland? Five years, something like that? Four? Let's see, it's 2020, maybe five seasons. But whatever. Cavaliers are clinched. They're locked into the fourth seed in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. And I would almost say they're probably the third best team. I mean, it's a toss-up between them and Cleveland. You know, Milwaukee and Boston, obviously those are the two class of the Eastern Conference. But Cleveland's there. They could give somebody some problems, man. They're 48-29. They're 30-8 at home. So they're doing the damage on their home floor. They get the first round home court advantage. So they're 12-3 against their division. Against the conference, they're 31-16. So they're getting it done, man. And that's a good team. And the trade they made to get Williams. Is it Williams? What's it get? The Spider? Donovan Mitchell. I'm talking about Williams. Donovan Mitchell. That trade kind of put them over. You get a veteran player that's got some experience, got some playoff experience, leadership. He's a veteran player, but he's still young enough that he can mesh well with that young core that they have, and it has worked out. It has worked out to their advantage. Then you have New York Knicks in the fifth spot, Brooklyn in the sixth spot, Heat in the seventh spot. Hawks, Toronto, and then Chicago. Not sure if Orlando's going to get in, but they've had a great season from where they came from last season. And that's another young team. I believe next season will be the year for the Orlando Magic to make it run up the ranks of the Eastern Conference and get into that top 10 in laying them a playoff spot. Now, then you got Chicago Bulls in the 10th spot. That's a dangerous 10th seed. You know, the play-in game is going to be Miami-Chicago the way that is looking. If it stays the same, it'll be Miami-Chicago in the play-in games. You have Atlanta at Toronto. All, you know, good matchups. Wizards on the outside looking in. Let's see, how many games is that? 76? So there's about six games left in the season. The Magic are four games. Yeah, they won't make it. They're 4 games out of the 10th spot. But it would take Atlanta, Toronto, and Chicago on the colossal collapse. And the Magic would pretty much have to win out. And then they would have to jump over the Pacers and Washington. So that'll be pretty tough for them. And, you know, they'll be getting back. I mean, they'll be back. The Magic, they'll be back next season. I think this season was a big step, you know, for them. Western Conference, again, 150-win team, and that is the Denver Nuggets currently. Memphis could win 50 games, and that's about it. So there'll be two 50-game winners in the East. And no, 3 in the East, probably maybe 4, and then 2 in the West. And then everybody else, Phoenix, Clippers, Golden State, 40 wins, Minnesota, 39. New Orleans is probably going to make the playoffs, and it'll probably be the Lakers and the Pelicans in that play-in game. And that, to me, is a dangerous game for the Lakers. Pelicans healthy. We don't know the condition of Zion, if he will be back for the playoffs. I think I heard something a while ago saying that there's a good chance he could be ready for the playoffs, you know, if they made it. So we'll see about that. Lakers are going to crawl their way in, looking like it. They could still not get in. They're tied for the 10th spot with Oklahoma City. And a game, a half game in front of Dallas. Lakers have 37 wins and 38 losses. That is not good for anybody. That's not good. So, at the end of the day, we'll just be sitting and waiting to see what happens with the Lakers. I hope they don't get in. I'm actually cheering for them not to get in. Just so I can hear people cry about what's not fair. But it is what it is. You know, you got the professionals. Outside of the bubble, the Lakers have been the losing franchise since LeBron showed up. I'm not sure if they had a winning season outside of the bubble. Maybe the year before the bubble, they had a winning season. But that's been a long time ago. So, by being so long ago, this is kind of what they are. No matter what trades or anything that they make, this is kind of what they are. Let me see. OKC, another up-and-coming franchise that in a few years is going to be a problem for a lot of people to have to deal with. And we're here. So, this is what's going to happen, man, because this one here might be a little bit longer of a break, so I'm going to pause my recording here. No. Well, I can't pause it. Boo. It is freaking hot. All right, so this is what we're gonna do, man. I'm gonna take a short break. But this break is going to involve a few songs. And once these songs are over with, I'll be back in the Arnold Schwarzenegger voice. So, real quick, let's take this quick break. And we'll be back once these songs are about finished. So listen for the end of these songs. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
this right now.
Situations I'm facing, my heart's racing, moving all up, baby, keeping the flow. I'm starting to sense it like an energy flow. I'm leaning my mind, focus on my life. Oh, said she won't be mine. Hey! 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 Hey!
right, all right, all right, all right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back. We are back. And, yep, that was a little bit longer of a break. But, man, listen, sometimes you just got to take a break. But had to freshen up a little bit. But we back. And before we went on, I was going to jump. I was into some NBA. And I'm going to jump back into some NBA. And then I am going to get into my NFL rant, free agency rant, draft rant, Lamar Jackson rant, you know, calling out a few people. I'm not going to call them out by name, but I'm just going to call out the situation of, you know, the debate that I've had with all right, so this is going to be nice. I'll check this out later. The AEW All Access. I'll check that out later. So I'll jump back over here into this game here. Dallas, 3 minutes, 4 minutes left in the game. Philly's up 110, 105. So, okay. So, I'm not going to call out names, but I'm just going to call out the situation. And then I'm going to, you know, just go into detail of what I feel when people want to report sports, but they let their, you know, they let their fan side get in the way of just being objective of the whatever situation that they're, you know, talking about. And that's one thing about us over here at the Rat Pack Sports Show, man. We really don't. We're all fans, but when we talk sports, we don't let our fandom get in the way of us being objective on any situation. That's why we could talk about our childhood teams, the teams we grew up watching all our lives, our, you know, our teams. And we could talk about our teams and be so you know, unbiased about the team or the situation we're talking about, that a lot of fans hear that and they just say you guys are not fans or whatever. You know, if you was a fan of this team, you wouldn't be talking like that or whatever. And I'm just like, man, listen, we, you know, truth is truth, right? When we, with anything, truth is truth. And you know, any situation, whether it's the Bucks for me and William Graves and left field correspondent Nicholas Lane, we're all Bucks fans. Boss Hogg is a Washington fan. You know what I'm saying? So when he's talking football, he still has to be that objective person when he's talking about the Washington Commanders, or, you know, back then Redskins, now Commanders. You still have to be you still can't show the bias of a fan, because that ruins your whole argument of what you're trying to get through when you bring that fan point of view in. You cannot bring the fan point of view in. So I'll give you guys what I think on the situation and what I think the NFL owners are thinking. And then I'm going to read you a quote from Arthur Blank that I think a lot of people are taking, you know, a bit sideways, going a bit sideways on it. But there's a lot of variables in this Lamar Jackson situation. And I think a lot of people are just looking at it from a number standpoint and saying, well, If he feel like he is worth that amount, then they should pay him. And that's not necessarily how, you want to handle that situation. You know, that's why most players have agents, because when you have agents, you know, you don't have to sit across from the team and do any of that negotiating. So that leaves you out of that realm of being embarrassed, you know, being embarrassed. It leaves you out of that realm of coming out of the room feeling like, oh, they don't want me. Right now, and I'll say this because I believe this to be true of what's happening, is Lamar Jackson is coming out of this negotiation because he's not getting his way with the contract. He feels like he deserves that. Baltimore Ravens don't want nothing to do with him. They don't want him. And that's not necessarily true. It is a negotiation, and they're trying to put themselves in a situation where everybody comes out of this feeling like they won, right? So Lamar Jackson, has been trying to negotiate this contract now for over a year, or somewhere around a year, coming up. And they couldn't reach an agreement in the offseason, and he said he didn't want to negotiate during the regular season, and, you know, whatever. So once the season started, they didn't reach a deal. They put it on the back burner, and then once the season is over with, they will readdress the whole situation. So I got a few more minutes, so I'll split this thing. I'll make sure I split these podcasts up to where they're not so long. But so I've been saying for quite a while now that sometimes as a player, you not really looking for a justification of you being the best. You want to get paid like the best, but you're not really the best. And Lamar Jackson, for everything he does for the Baltimore Ravens, he is the best quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. But around the league, he wouldn't be the best quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. He wouldn't be the best quarterback for a Buffalo Bills style of offense, or a Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, style of offense. Even I'll go out on a limb and say even a team like the Detroit Lions, who passing game is prolific this past season, having one of the top passing games in the league, you have to have a guy that can sit in the pocket and make throws. Even when the pocket is collapsing, you got to be able to sit in there and you got to be able to read, react, make them throws, and be accurate with pressure in your face. For the majority part of Lamar Jackson's career, dating all the way back to his days at Louisville, he has not been a very accurate quarterback. And when he faces pressure, yeah, he's fast as lightning. So he utilizes his legs to get away from pressure or just runs. I mean, you cannot tell me that Lamar Jackson is one of the best passers in the league when none of his numbers shows that he's one of the best passers in the league. When you break down his numbers from an analytical standpoint, Let's see, Lamar. Let me see if I could I've done this before and looked up, you know, these numbers on Lamar Jackson. You know, career stats and career numbers versus X, Y, and Z and all this and that. It is great. But we have to realize the system he's in Baltimore and allowing him to be this player. He doesn't throw, I mean, let's just look at his career here. He's been in the league. He was drafted in 2018. So that's 5 years up to last season. He's played a total of 70 games. The last two seasons, he's ended the season on injured reserve. What is this, Pro Bowl? Okay, so yeah, he's injured. He's ended the game on injured reserve. I mean, the season on injured reserve. In this past season, he had a knee injury that kept him out, and he didn't, finish the season as well. Now you're asking for, you know, guaranteed money. And, you know, when it comes down to negotiating, they look at all this. So his career number, his career record is 45-16. That's pretty good. You got to understand Baltimore's foundation on how they play football. They run the football. They play defense. You know, they don't really rely on a passing game. Okay, they don't. And Lamar Jackson in 2019, he threw for 36 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. I think that was his MVP season. He's, you know, QBR was 83. A lot of that QBR rating also dives into his ability to run the ball, because I think that same season he rushed for 1,200 yards. Now, yeah, you love that. You love that. You got a quarterback that can, you know, throw for his most yards he ever thrown for in the season was 3,100. That was his MVP year. Now, you look around the league and you find another quarterback that thrown for 3,100 yards, they're not winning MVP. The MVP came from his ability to run the ball because he scored how many touchdowns? He scored 7 touchdowns that year. He averaged 80 yards a game. First down every time he, you know, tucked the ball and ran it. 9 fumbles, running, I don't know what these are, rushing and receiving touchdowns. Yeah, I don't understand that stat. But, he was very good. He was very good. That was his MVP year. And, you know, we're here now. We're talking about, you know, the contract that he wants versus the contract that he may get. And, you know, at this point, you kind of have to take the good with the bad. When I say with the bad, not necessarily this is a bad contract. No, it is a great contract, but you're putting yourself in position to where this thing is going to fall apart on you, and you're going to end up with less than what you could have got. You see what I'm saying? You're going to end up with less of that. So at the end of the day, You know, he says, I got to do what's right for my family. And this was in response to people saying that he sat out those last couple games. And he said, well, I'd rather, what was the word he used? Okay, so what we need to look at here is his effectiveness in the pocket, his effectiveness rolling out, doing some of those things. You know, his completion percentage is, you know, low to mid 60s. You know, in today's football, you got guys throwing at a 70, you know, percent clip. And that's tough. That's tough to do. But you created a void by not, you know, doing what you is going to do. Just one of those situations where you're kind of stuck in between. So for me, I think Jackson is let me see if I can remember this. Jeez, I can't not just slip my mind. I can't remember. Let me stop this. Am I at the hour yet? Okay, so we're gonna stop this.